This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Remember yesterday we did a little layman's metallurgy talking about tariffs and titanium sponge? Today on the program, pharmacology. Because the FDA has approved the first new kind of drug to treat depression since Prozac hit the scene back in the late 1980s. Spravato, which is the brand name, or should you happen to be an organic chemist, esketamine is a nasal spray from Johnson & Johnson that's a close cousin of ketamine, an anesthetic that is sometimes used, well, recreationally. Side effects can include hallucinations and out-of-body experiences for this new drug, so it has to be given in a clinical setting. It's meant to treat people who haven't been able to get relief with other antidepressants, which is about 5 million of the 16 million Americans with depression. Marketplace's Renata Sego has more on this new piece of the pharmaceuticals market.
Takesha Buchanan started taking Zoloft for depression when she was 32.
I was easily agitated. The crying was out of control.
Now, 8 years later, she's still taking Zoloft and experimenting with new antidepressants. So far, none have worked. But if her doctor were to recommend this new nasal spray,
then I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to try it out.
Some doctors have been administering generic ketamine for depression. It's an anesthetic, but doctors can prescribe it for off-label use too. Ketamine clinics have sprung up across the U.S. Diane Robertson with the ECRI Institute says with an approved drug hitting the market,
the possible effect is that it will put some of these clinics out of business.
Esketamine, or Spravato, gives Johnson & Johnson a foothold in the $12 billion antidepressant market. Ken Duckworth is a psychiatrist with the National Alliance on Mental Illness.
Most people who have major depression don't get help, so we need new treatments.
Researchers are studying other ketamine-based compounds for depression treatments, so this new drug from Johnson & Johnson could be just the beginning of a new wave, especially if it proves effective. Baylor University psychiatrist Sanjay Mathew is with the Anxiety and Depression Association of America.
There's just huge opportunities to, as we learn more about the brain functioning, to develop not only drugs, but devices.
Johnson & Johnson says the cost to clinics that administer Spravato will be several thousands of dollars for the month-long period patients are supposed to take it. And because the FDA approved the drug, many health plans are likely to cover some cost to patients. I'm Renata Sego for Marketplace.